This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, the game maker Blizzard launches the latest expansion of the game World of Warcraft. In 2010, the massively multiplayer online game had 12 million trolls, dwarves, dryads, high elves, orcs, etc. But in recent years, the fantasy title's user base has fallen off. Can it come back? Nova Sappho puts on his helm, takes up the sword, and gives us an update.
A lot of the growth in video games has been in free mobile game apps, the so-called freemium model, which has its critics like South Park.
Hey, we know the game's not great. It's free. It's not free. If you charge 40 cents here and 50 cents there, then it's not free.
They see through the charade.
The question of whether or not free to play is evil is, of course, a fair question.
That's Joost van Drunen. He heads Super Data Research, which tracks the video game industry. Van Drunen says the growth of mobile has changed video games.
Only 20 to 25% of games in the app stores are charging people up front.
And Brian Blau of the tech research firm Gartner says the free-to-play model is expanding.
There are many games across all platforms that are looking at the free-to-play model as their ticket for the future.
A future in which video games are forecast to bring in $100 billion by 2017. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.